What a run this season, and you wind up with a runner-up finish.
Yeah, we had a really great season this year. We were talking on the way back that we've only lost to one team in Class D this year, and that was Plainview, and they ended up being the state champ. We lost to some C schools and a B school, but in some meets, but that they're the only D school that we've lost to. So we've had a really good season. The kids wrestled hard. The young guys came along a long ways, so they keep improving. And we got down there, four new guys plus the four older guys, and got down there and got some new guys some experience and brought home some medals.
That's great, and some hardware. You tied Palmer for runner-up. We were watching the kind of the team scorings. I thought, you know, you might just get runner-up by yourself, but Palmer kind of snuck in as well, which, you know, that happens. Some good teams. Boy, that Class D bracket had some good teams in it, didn't it?
Yeah, there was. You know, Palmer only had four kids, but they had two state champs, so they scored a lot more points that way than we did. So they did a really good job. Elkhorn Valley had two kids in the finals. One and one loss, so we knew they couldn't catch us then. And so then we had to just kind of wait till that 195 match. And if he would have got a major or a tech fall or a pin, we would have been third. So we had that all figured out. And we could have clinched it if Matt could have won his match, but the other guys could have clinched it beforehand. There's some of them consolation matches for third and fourth, fifth and sixth that we probably should have won some of those matches, and we wouldn't have had to worry about that back there. And, you know, we had a couple matches we lost in overtime that could have had us another guy in the finals, so or two guys. So we had some good matches there, and as a team, you know, we needed to win a couple more matches and, you know, clinch that a little earlier so I don't have to stress about it.
Talk about your seniors, and start first, Matt Van Pelt. What a senior season he had. I know battled some injuries last year that kind of affected late in the season, but that young man had, and I'm sure, a goal. I want to get to a championship match, give it a shot to win. He came up just a little bit short, but boy, watching that, I got home in time just to watch that his weight class and his championship match. Fell behind, battled his way back, and just about had a pin. It was so close, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really close. He hit a twister on him. He was behind and had to do something. And Matt used to be a thrower, but the kid from Garden County knows that. But Matt hasn't thrown much this year, and all of a sudden here comes a twister out of nowhere, and he just about had it. He lost the head, or he might have been able to keep him there for a little longer. Matt's strong and works hard in the weight room, so, you know, if we could have held him there a little bit longer and got it tightened up a little bit, I think we could have got the win there. But it was a close match, and Matt's only other loss this year is to him, and it was a 2-1 match, and Matt lost a couple times to him last year, and I think it was a four points total between those three matches, not counting the finals. So Matt wrestled really well. He's a smart wrestler, and he does a lot of good things and good technique. He doesn't force issue. He's real patient, you know, and he sets stuff up, and he reacts well on the defensive side. So Matt does a very good job in that part of it.
Is there a red shirt year for him, maybe, possibly, you'd like to bring out?
You would think, you know, with a bad knee, and the year before he hit his face on a kid's elbow at our tournament and broke his nose, so he couldn't wrestle districts that year. So, you know, he's had his issues there with injuries, but yeah, it'd be nice to have this whole group of five mm-hmm. back next year for one more season.
No question about it. Your other seniors, you had a couple other those seniors with medals as well.
Yeah, Garrett wrestled well. We wrestled a tough kid from Weeping Water in the semis, and it was a close one. You know, we wrestled well, and we beat the kid a few years ago, and the kid, he's tough. He looks like he's about a 45 or 52-pounder, but he's a big, strong kid, and it was a tough match, and we lost a close one. Then Garrett had to come back through, lost his next one, and ended up for fifth and sixth, and came back through and got a fifth. And, you know, after you lose that semifinal match and that championship goal kind of falls behind, then you have to recoup, and usually you have an overnight to get ready for that next match. And this year, with the different format due to COVID, you know, if things changed and you had to come right back about 45 minutes later with the number of matches we had, and so it was tough to come right back. And for some of them, it might be better that they don't have time to stew about that loss. But others, it might affect them a little more, and they get pretty tired too. So it was a tough match, and he came back through and got fifth, and that's a good way to finish your year. Brett Tryon lost another one to a semifinal match that was really close. It was overtime. I think the guy was toes were still out, but they called him toes in, and they discussed it. I asked him to discuss it, and they said his toes were in. So we lost on a call right in overtime, right at the edge of the mat. And Brett came back and wrestled well the next round, and that was a tough one. And it's actually the heartbreak round there with a kid that we've been in overtime matches with twice this year, and they were all close, and we'd get a lead, and that kid would just come back and push at us and go hard. And Brett wrestled a really good match, probably the best match he's wrestled with that kid from Ansley Litchfield all year. Just kept at it and kept in our game, and it made a difference in that match. And then he came back and got the third place medal and wrestled well there too. Let's see.
And of course, and another senior down there, I know, and Bryson Shoemaker just didn't quite get to the medal round, but I know that young man at heavyweight had a great senior season as well.
Yeah, Bryson had a really good year. We've beat the guy that ended up being state champ over the years. We've beat the Brannock kid from Sandhill Stedford, and we've had some good matches. We've been some close ones, and there's such a range at the heavyweight where you got these guys that are 6'7" and solid, and then we got our shorter guys and the round guys, and so there's such a variety, and your techniques has to be different for each kind of kid you're wrestling. And it just didn't work out for us this year, and we threw the kid with double overs, but we couldn't quite get turned and get him on his back, and he ended up getting on top of us. So Bryson wrestled well, did a really good job for us this year.
And it's some underclassmen taken down there as well. Had a couple of medalists there as well. And some of those guys down there for the first time medaled for you.
Yeah. Jacob, he's a junior this year. First time he's been down there. He lost a close one last year at districts in the heartbreak round. This year he came through and wrestled well. Had some really tough kids and wrestled them well too. All close matches throughout the state meet. Come back through and wrestled well and got his first medal for first time down there. And Jacob's come a long ways from his freshman year to now, and I'm hoping these other young guys can do the same thing, keep improving and get better. And he's got a really good high C takedown, and he can do it on about anybody. So he can do it in practice on Matt, and he can do it on Garrett, and he can go do it in matches if he can get to the right spot and right position. He's real smooth with it. So he's done a lot of good things and come home with a medal, so that was really nice for him.
Clayton Harney, how about that young man at 220?
Yeah, Clayton wrestled well. He's come on. He's still young. He's just, he's a sophomore, but, he's still learning a lot of things there that he needs to work on. We kind of talked to him on the way home a little bit about, you need to get in the weight room, get some muscle to go along with that leverage and stuff like that, and get a little bit better and, in those areas and work on some technique. He has a couple takedowns, but if those takedowns don't work, he's in trouble. So we got to work on some other things and get better. But, yeah, he worked his way through and won some matches and ended up with a medal, and it was pretty nice for him. And he had those last two. He had an overtime match and lost it and went down to the fifth and sixth place match. And he was pretty tired still and had a kid there that was tough that, we could have beat him, I think, if we would have had a little more time to get rested up. But the format in 45 minutes, that's what you get. So you got to get in better shape, I guess.
And then you had a couple of other sophomores, didn't quite get a medal, but those two definitely had great seasons for you.
Yeah, Tyler Ellis had a good season. He came out last year as a freshman and hadn't wrestled much before that. He did some peewee and then kind of got out of that. But he came on this year and did some things, and then he kind of got out of some of the things that was working for him, and then kind of got back into something new, which surprised me that he had a different takedown than what he had before. But then here at the end, he got ran into some tough kids, you know, some defending medal winners, you know, that are first round down there. You know, it's tough matches, and he wrestled well. Went 0-2, but had some tough matches and came through and wrestled well.
So a lot of those guys, sure you miss, you're going to miss a great senior class, but you got a lot of those underclassmen. It's going to be a solid team next year.
Yep. And Carter went down, Carter Van Pelt went down 1-1 match and went 1-2 for his first year. He hadn't wrestled in probably 10 years. He got hurt at a peewee meet at our place when he was small, and he just... It kind of startled him, and he just hadn't wrestled back yet. And he finally decided to come back out and try it this year. And he came a long ways, and could see some good things coming up next couple of years for him.
No question about it. What a year. You won your fair share of your invites during the season. You won your conference. You won your sub-district. You won your district. And to finish second at state, what else could you ask for? It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is, you know. You know, we're happy with the way we finished. We knew Plainview was going to be tough. You know, you always hope for that, to get to that top spot. But we were very happy with going down there. And we were talking last week, you know, you said, I think, top five finish. And I said, I'd just be happy with a top 10. You know, we hadn't been there in a long time. And there's a lot of tough teams in Class D this year and a lot of good kids. But with our schedule, we've seen most of them, and so that helps us out. And we kind of knew where we thought we should end up, and the kids went down there and did it.
So for Southwest High, this is their highest finish.
This is our highest finish as Southwest.
We were talking earlier about the old Republican Valley days. You had late 90s, early 2000s, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, 97 we were second, and 2000 we were third.
How many years have you been coach now, or Republican Valley Southwest now? Oh, we got to make him do the math now.
I don't know. We're at 29, 30, something like that. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm the old man now. So.
You're not old. Well, you're as old as I am. So. But what a year. It's going to be fun. And now you get your Pee Wee wrestling going. I know you got some tournaments with get the future going, right?
Yeah. Some of the schools have already started their programs. We haven't started yet. We're going to start on Monday with our little kids. We're going to have third grade through eighth graders come back and right after school this year. And do it in two sessions with the older kids, go first with them, and then the third graders on down, we'll start them at 5 o'clock and be done by 6, and hopefully we can keep healthy. And we haven't even scheduled a date for our meet yet. We didn't know if we were even going to have it.